Miss Emily Brown inhabits the space where poetry and song meet. She sings with a beautiful, ethereal quality that invites the listener into a world of wonder. Currently working on the follow-up to her 2012 EP, Wire, Wood & Wind, she stopped by our studio at the Folk Music Ontario Conference this past October to chat about her music. But before we get there, this is Miss Emily Brown with a song entitled Back to the Woods from the Wire, Wood & Wind EP.
Moon, moon, if you're any good, then you be better still if you stay where you are.
That was Miss Emily Brown from the EP Wire, Wood and Wind. Now, Emily is working on a new album. We're looking forward to chatting with her about that today. This is Jan Hall from Folk Roots Radio at the Folk Music Ontario Conference. We've been having a wonderful time. Now, I had a chance to catch up with Emily on Thursday evening, which was the start of the conference. It's now Saturday morning. I feel like I've been here for weeks. But that's just because there's always so much going on at a folk conference.
I can't believe there's a whole other day.
There is. And we were just chatting about the fact that she was on my old show, which was Royal City Rag, way back in 2009. I think you came through
with
Ingrid Gatton. And you were on the train at that time.
And we were on the train having a good old time on the train. That
so
was great.
It's great to catch up with you today. There will be people listening to this broadcast that are not familiar with your music. So I would always like to start off with giving you a chance to talk about why you decided to make music your career.
Ah, well, actually, Jan, I've been writing songs since I was about 13 years old. And it always felt like the thing that I could really do that made me feel really alive, you know, and really like life is very meaningful when I'm writing songs. It's also how I process life. It's how I understand things. I put it into a song and I can understand.
Because you're from BC, right?
I'm actually from Ontario originally. I grew up in Iroquois, which is south of Ottawa. But I've lived on the West Coast off and on for the last, I guess, 13 years or so. And I've settled there now. I mean, I lived in Montreal for a while. I was dead set on moving to Toronto, and then, you know, life takes its twists and turns and you end up on an island in the middle of the ocean.
So which island is that?
It's Quadra Island.
Oh, so tell us a little bit about life there.
It's great. We live at the, you know, we have the last hydro pole on the island, and then north of our place there's a huge woodlot and a lake chain, and it's cougar territory and wolf territory, and so we hear lots of beautiful birds and owls and wolves. And yeah, it's very, very different.
Do you find that being close to nature like that works for you from a point of view of your music and your art?
Yeah, it definitely does. It definitely does. I do need to burst out of the bubble fairly frequently, or I start to feel like I've forgotten about the world and the world's forgotten about me, but it provides me with something that I just don't get in the city, you know. And it's I write a lot with imagery, and it just provides me with so much more insight into the natural world that I can use in my poetry.
So tell us a little bit about the recorded Miss Emily Brown.
The recorded Miss Emily, you mean over the years?
Yeah,
I've done a lot of different things and collaborated with different folks. I did, my first record was 2008, Part of You Pours Out of Me, and that was a collection of, you know, recordings from people's living rooms, a couple studio tracks, and, you know, my friends that I was playing with at that time. That was my first official release, and then I did In Technicolor in 2010, and that was an album I wrote about my grandmother's World War II diary. And that, on the record, I produced it myself. And I, you know, when I listen back to it, sometimes I think, oh, Emily, everything's going too fast. You know, you're rushing. Other times I listen to it and I think, I like this. This is interesting. You know, there's really interesting arrangements on there that I came up with the help of my musical friends. And it's, yeah, it kind of reflects a whole time period. And it's nice to listen back to.
Now, when we played the EP, we played the second track, which is Back to the Woods from the EP Wyatt Wood and Wind.
Yeah, and that's
that
the
was
latest.
Recorded in Germany, right?
Yeah.
Tell us a bit about, you know, it's always curious whether you were recording in Germany. Tell us how that came about.
Well, it came about, I often play a festival in BC called Arts Wells. It's in northern BC, really great festival. And I met a band from Germany there, the Aline Cohen Band, and really sweet people, great band, amazing singer. And they invited me to come and open for them on a couple of tours in Germany over the last 3 years. And so I've just become a part of this musical family over there, and met a guy named Martin Heine, who actually tours with Efter Klang, the Danish rock band that's touring around these days. And he heard me play and said, I have some production ideas for you, and do you want to come into my studio? And so I just spent the afternoon in his studio and just laid some songs down on the auto harp. And then he created some production behind it after I had left. And then he sent it to me a while later. And it's so it's really interesting for me. It took me a couple of weeks to kind of let go of, you know, I wouldn't have done that. I wouldn't have put that exactly there and played that exact note. And then I had to realize, well, that's not, it's a collaboration. And I began to really love what he had done. So, yeah, that record was put out as a fundraiser for my auto harp that got stolen from my car.
Oh, so that people are not just stealing banjos these days.
Well, I think they thought they were getting, you know, something really expensive, Jen. It was in a case, you know.
That's terrible. Well, you know, and then for any musical instrument, because I mean, this is like, it's like you're having your work tools stolen, but I mean, these are work tools that are lovingly looked after, and they all have their own sound.
They have their own character, and you work with it over the years and tweak it just how you want it. And yeah, I miss that auto harp, but it's all right. We move on.
So now you're working on a new project. When we heard you at the official showcase on Thursday night, was that songs from the new project that you were
For the most part.
Preparing,
For the most part. So I've been writing a lot on this tenor guitar that I found that just charmed me and I just love. I love the simplicity of it, just four strings, and it just wants to be played, and it's just so
It's like a
easy.
Ukulele for adults.
Yeah. A lot of people think it's a bass ukulele or something the size of it, but yeah, it's a tenor guitar. I think it's from the, I've been trying to date this thing, but no one really can tell me exactly how old it is, but I think it's from the 40s.
So tell us a little bit about a tenor guitar, because it looks like a ukulele on steroids or something like that. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, it's tuned in fifths, so it's different from the ukulele in the way that it's tuned, and that it's got steel strings, and traditionally you would tune it starting on the C, and I tune it starting on the B because that's better for my vocal range. It's funny, if you just ask me to sing a note, I'll probably sing a B. I've figured that over time, so I've got it all tuned up the way I like, and I think tenor guitars are making a little bit of a comeback. I've been noticing more and more of them in the folk world, and they're great.
No, that's great. You have the tenor guitar with you. What are you going to play for us?
I think I'll play, since we were going into the Quadra Island and the natural world, I'll maybe play you a song called Hunter. That's inspired by the wolves and the how the pace slows down, you know, when you're in the woods, there's nothing pushing you to hurry yourself through your day, and you can slow down and notice some things. Yeah.
That's great. This is Miss Emily Brown on Folk Roots Radio today, and we're at the Folk Music Ontario Conference.
The vertices, follow with your eye the end.
drain the eye to tell the spots on her hide from the skin of the older fool with your eye. The animal follow with your eye. The animal
That's Miss Emily Brown live on Folk Roots Radio today with a song that I think is entitled The Hunter, right?
Hunter, yeah.
Hunter. And that will be on the new album?
It will be.
That's a very beautiful song. It's interesting because before we actually played the song, you were talking about the fact that you live on Quadra Island. It's very, very beautiful. And when you listen to it, you really get that feel for the mm-hmm. environment.
Yeah.
In which the song was written.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Do you find that it really helps you, that there's an earthiness there that comes through, very beautiful, but you also, you can feel that real connection with nature. Was that a lot of what you were trying to achieve there?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. I think I've been experiencing that if you can slow down and notice what's going on in nature, it can it can teach you a lot about yourself, you know, because we're all part of nature. And so anything we can observe in nature, we can probably observe in ourselves as well.
Can you tell us a little bit about the new album?
Yeah.
You're recording it just now, or what stage are you actually at?
I'll be recording it this winter. The dates are not set yet, and the vision is almost there, but still evolving. I am going to work with a producer on this record so that I can relax a bit more and focus on my performance. I've realized that I really benefit from having somebody in the studio to say, that was a good take, or try that again. Or, you know, if I make a little mistake, let's say, sometimes that's actually great. Sometimes there's character to a mistake. Or maybe it doesn't even sound like a mistake, but it would just sound that way to me. So having somebody else there to be able to tell you those things is so valuable. So basically, the record will be recorded this winter in one fashion or another. And I think it's really exciting. The ideas that are coming out now are really, really exciting. And at the same time, I'm finishing the poetry book. So the record and the poetry book are like kind of like mirror images of one another, but with the content tailored to the different to each art form.
Is there a working title for the album and the book at this stage?
Yeah, it's By Heron and By Season, which is a song that I wrote on the piano, so I won't be able to play for you today. But what happened was I took my lyrics into a poetry workshop that was happening on one of the islands with a poet that I love, Jan Zwicky. Some of your listeners may be aware of Jan's work. She won the Governor General's Award a few years back for her poetry. And she's really a hero of mine. And I saw she was doing a workshop nearby, and I thought, I have to be there. And I hadn't really been writing poems, so I'd brought in all of my lyrics just kind of on paper. I'd written sort of as poems, and they were workshopped as poems. And the whole group, you know, it was this incredible group, and they really encouraged me. They said, you know, these are really standalone poems. You should develop these as poems. So I have, and I've actually written some poems since then that have turned into songs. So it's sort of nice because I have too much material for this record. Some songs are not going to make the cut, but I know they're going to make it into the poetry book. So that's really nice. And I'm just deciding how to release that. And we'll see. I don't know if they're going to come out separately or together. We'll see.
Or maybe separately and together. I can see that there'll be people that'll come to your show that will want to have both and may actually quite like the idea of being able to buy them together as something, you know, as a, not just a memento, obviously, but something that gives you a little bit more than just the recorded work.
And a poetry book is something that you want to hold in your hand. It's not so much the thing you want to have on your Kindle tablet device. You know, people like to read poetry books. They like to flip through and, oh, which one did I flip to and read that one? So I think a physical poetry book is going to be
important. Obviously you've got the added benefit of perhaps adding illustration. I don't know if you do anything like that as well, or is there someone that you would work with you on illustrating a poetry book?
I have some dear friends that would be amazing, and I have been thinking about that. I like to do art, Jan, but it usually ends up looking like a gray mess of, you know, just blobs.
Well, obviously your music is your art. It sounds like a wonderful project. Yeah. You have your tenor guitar with you. Would you like to play something else for us?
Sure. Yeah. What I could play for you is a song called Paradise. So you'll hear walking down. This was a day when it was very foggy. It was the end of a long rainy winter. I was walking down the road and intended to meet my friend halfway because he lives way down the road. And we said, okay, we'll walk halfway and we'll meet in the middle. So I was walking and expecting to see him, and this figure came out of the fog, and I thought, oh, well, that's going to be Peter. And as I got closer, I realized, oh, it's not Peter. And it was a man that lives by the waterfall near our place, but that we never see, a really lovely man. And I said, oh, it's the sun was coming out. And I said, oh, it's really nice to see the sun, isn't it, after such a long winter? He said, it's paradise when she comes out.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And sometimes I hear these things and I have to write a song to figure out why they were so touching, you know? Yeah, so this is Paradise.
This is Paradise from Miss Emily Brown on Folk Roots Radio at the Folk Music Ontario Conference.
Trudging on a back road, slow go. Heavy boots and heavy fog. Following our footsteps, she steps. Heavy coated red eyed dog. Rising from a slumber. Did we sleep all winter long? Rounding every corner, warmer, rarest sight of streaming sun. When she comes out. Waking up a long lost body, oddly, as the forest cycled past. Layer after layer disappear into the tall canary grass. Expected it was Peter. Who cut the misty cloth? But as the figure neared, he came clear. The man who lived beside the fold. When she comes out, ain't it past? When she comes out, ain't it paradise when she comes out? Sacred as a wind song, heard in passing just one time. Certain as a robin, always knew the land was kind. I took you as a message, like a long lost passage from the book. Oh, what's it for? And you would never know it, what you did to show it, the truth and nothing more. When she comes out, ain't it paradise? When she comes out, ain't it paradise? When she comes out. When she comes out.
That was beautiful. Miss Emily Brown on Folk Roots Radio today, playing live in our mobile studio that some people say is just a hotel room. I've been here for a couple of days now. It definitely feels like a studio. That was beautiful. That was a song entitled Paradise, which will be on the forthcoming album. Are you pretty sure the working title will be the final title?
I'm pretty sure, but it's subject to change. But yeah, by Heron and by Season.
No, that's beautiful. If people want to learn more about you and your music, how should they do that?
Probably from my website. You can kind of find your way around from there. So that's emilybrownmusic.com.
That's great.
Yeah.
What are your future plans? Obviously, the album for next spring. Will you be hoping to tour it later in the year?
Yeah, I hope to. What I'm trying to do, Jan, with this record is not rush it. You know, with my other records, I've really rushed it through on a timeline. You know, maybe not rushed it, but definitely kind of pushed it through. And I'm really trying to give this one as much space as it needs. So I think it's realistic to think that September 2015 will be the release, and then I'll definitely be wanting to tour it around and play it for folks.
So hopefully we'll see you with another showcase.
Yeah, and maybe
I
can...
Folk Music next year.
Yeah.
That's great.
For sure.
It's been an absolute pleasure having you on Folk Roots Radio today. We're going to finish with another track from the EP, which is Wire, Wood, and Wind. That was the one that came out in 2013. What are we going to play?
So Man on Wire, this is a song I wrote for a friend of mine when he turned 30 and went through a really difficult kind of time in his life.
Oh my God.
Transformation.
A difficult time going, reaching 30.
Reaching 30, yeah. Yeah, it's a time, isn't it?
Yeah.
So Man on Wire is, you know, about the moment where you look down.
That's beautiful. Miss Emily Brown, it's been a pleasure having you on the show today.
Thank you.
Miss Emily Brown with Man on Wire from the EP Wire, Wood, and Wind. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
pennies dropping. Every view is window shopping. Flicker, flicker, this city. Till he looked downward, saw it all so clear.